I guess you could imagine that over the last few months, I've been thinking a little bit about what I'm going to be when I'm no longer the Rev Bruce, the minister of Sawston Free Church or Waveney Valley or whatever it is. I'm just Bruce, the bloke who lives down the street in his daughter's house, for a while anyway. A couple of things occurred to me along the way. One thing I'm not going to be is a retired minister. I'm not going to be a retired anything. Whatever I am, I'm going to be. But I won't be going down the road of hanging on grimly to the things I've always known, because it's the only security I have known. But it's interesting because this is the end of 40 years. Well, actually, if you add in the student years as well, 43 years of knowing who I am, because I've got an identity within a community and trying to work out who I am in the context of that. Now, that tapped in a bit into my thinking about you as church, who are going to be saying goodbye to me and over the next few months working out, okay, Bruce is no longer the minister. What on earth does that mean for us as a church? He's finished doing what he came here to do, but what do we do now? So anything I'm saying to you today, I'm saying to me, because anything I'm saying to me is what's coming out and what I'm saying to you. Does that make sense? That's the first time. These disciples are in such an interesting position. They thought, they had a confidence, an absolute faith that Jesus was going to be with them always. And suddenly, into the middle of all this comes this event, this arrest, this crucifixion, this burial. And he's not there. He's not there saying to them, you go this way, you go that way. This is where you're supposed to be. And they're saying, what do we do? What do we do? They hadn't yet come to terms with the idea that the risen and living Lord was still with them in a different way. They hadn't worked that out. And you can understand why. Because they've been through one heck of a trauma. And so they do what people often do when they come under pressure. You do it, I do it, we all do it. No, we don't go fishing. We go back to the things that we're secure with. We reach back to the things, doing things the way we've known to always do them. And you probably, like me, have seen churches do this as much as people do it. They get into a tight spot and they go back to doing things the way they've always known that they should be done, because there's security in that. So Peter says to his mates, let's go fishing. We know what to do there. We get in the boat, we put out, we throw out the nets. We know it's a secure, safe place to be. And one of the things I've resolved to do when I go back to Australia is not to try and hang on to the things I've always done. And that's come out of this story. Because when they went back there and tried to go back to doing things the way they'd always known to do it, they caught nothing. I hope and pray that you'll never say to the person who replaces me, Bruce used to do it that way. That's the way Bruce used to do it. Please don't. I don't know what God is calling this church to be and to do, Castle Camps, to be and to do. But it isn't the old voice and the old way that is the place where the Spirit takes us to be. The Spirit is alive. The Spirit is creative. The Spirit leads us into new things, new ways of doing things, exciting ways that we can never realise if we're stuck hanging onto our boats. which is what Peter and James and John and Andrew were doing. They were hanging onto their boats. And they had to let go of those boats to find out what it was that God wanted from them. And when you think of the difference between what those blokes became and what they achieved to what would have been if they'd gone back to the safety of their boats, it's staggering, isn't it? Because this worldwide gathering of people that we call Christians, that are reaching out across the world through Christian Aid, that started up Red Cross, that got stuck into the work in the slums with General Booth, that did the amazing things that Wesley did, that are reaching out in our village in so many different ways. Christian people who've seen it as cause and said, I've got to do something about this. People who've reached out in love when somebody's grieving. People who've reached out in love when somebody's broken. People who today in this church, and I know in Waveney Valley, are constantly reaching out with love to people who are in need of help and love and care. All of these things that are happening right across this planet happened because those blokes left their boats behind. Because what they did was they encountered the living, risen Lord Jesus Christ. He said, fellas, I want you to throw your net out the other side. We can't ever say to God, my way of following you is to go back and do the things I'm comfortable and secure with. You've got a mission. And so have I. No idea what it is. But I do know that when I was talking to my daughter this morning, she spent 10 minutes telling me the list that she's got. And amongst it was 78 bushwalks with Ali that you've missed out on in 17 years. Okay. Nick is going to help me to do something. I want to sing you a song, and Nick's going to help me do that. Thanks, Nick. Oh, there's a bit of liturgy that I have to engage in at this moment. Very important bit of liturgy. What have I done with my plectrum?
Within my heart I hear voices whispering to me, words that I can't understand, meanings I can't clearly hear, calling me to follow close, lest I leave myself behind, calling me to walk into evening shadows one more time. So I leave my boats behind, leave them on familiar shores, set my heart upon the deep, and follow you again, my Lord. In my memories I know how you send familiar rain, falling gently on my days, dancing patterns on my pain. And I need to know once more, in the fullness of my mind, to believe in falling rain, as I travel deserts dry. So I leave my boats behind, leave them on familiar shores, set my heart upon the deep, and follow you again, my Lord. So I leave my boats behind, leave them on familiar shores, set my heart upon the deep, follow you again, my Lord. As I gaze into the night, down the future of my years, I'm not sure I want to walk past horizons that I know, but I feel my spirit call like a stirring deep within, restless till I live again beyond the fears that close me in. So I leave my boats behind, leave them on familiar shores, set my heart upon the deep, and follow you again, my Lord. So I leave my boats behind, leave them on familiar shores, set my heart upon the deep, and follow you again, my Lord. Set my heart upon the deep, and follow you again, my Lord. Heavenly
Father, help us to understand that you are walking with us, travelling with us every inch of the way. Now and then we get a glimpse of you. Now and then we get an insight. Now and then we see the reality, the sign of what's always a reality. Help us to trust you. In Christ's name, amen.